Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are going to delve into our adventures in Las Vegas. Mermaid Angela and Jen were with me on that experience. And, you know, we did our broadcast from the Dima show in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, right there before Australia. But we didn't really go into the, after hours, behind the scenes, elements that went down. It was a first time experience for Angela on many levels, actually. First Dima, first time to Las Vegas, celebrating her birthday. And, we documented it on, with Jen's camera, and actually we're looking at some of the pictures Jen took today. Do you remember any of this? Is it all coming back kind of like a flashback or what there, Angela?
Little vague. When I see vague, the photos, it kind of brings it back.
Oh, that's right.
I had an awesome time.
Yeah, it's the only time I've been to Dima or Las Vegas for that matter where a wheelchair was necessary, and we'll explain a little bit later on. But first, let's bring on our good buddy. Now that Mermaid Nikki is a dive instructor, we have to prepare accordingly. And I have Eric Douglas, who is like the he's like the head cheese of training there at Divers Alert Network, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Eric?
Very well, Greg. How about you? Are you back on this time zone yet?
Yeah, I everything's coming back to normal slowly but surely as I'm standing straight up again as opposed to upside down. But it's all good. But I kind of feel a little off because we got all these people in the studio, Single Scott, CJ, Bill, of course, Nikki, the instructor, and Jen and Angela. So we got a full house here, and they're giving me a bit of a hard time. But I don't know, they're kind of in a celebratory mood for maybe the holidays, maybe because Nikki's now an instructor. Have you alerted everybody at Dan to be prepared now that she is going to start teaching?
Absolutely. We're expecting a rise in business. After Nikki starts teaching.
Yeah, no, nothing, Nikki. Just ignore that comment.
What was that? I didn't have the headphones.
No, you didn't. You
it doesn't
nothing.
Matter, Nikki.
Exactly.
I love you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear your voice.
And then she goes,
Dima.
She's lip singing, like, who is this?
No, I like to call him Dan.
Oh, well, you can call him that.
Because his shirt always says Dan.
Yeah, but his name is Eric. So that's Eric Douglas.
I know his name.
Okay, just checking.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah, it is. So, Eric, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Greg.
Because I know you're actually working this weekend, just like we are. We're working like dogs, but you got to do what you got to do in this, in the economy like it is. Right?
Absolutely. I'm not going to be slacking off.
No.
I am standing in northern Ohio at the moment within, I could throw a rock and hit Lake Erie at the moment, as a matter of fact.
Go ahead, do it. And if you make it skip across the water, maybe you hit a diver in the head or something. I don't know.
Well, the only problem with that is I would have to go outside, and it's about 29 degrees outside right now.
Okay, take that and scrap that idea then.
Yeah, I'm passing on that idea, but it's a nice idea.
Yeah, well, what's going on up there? What are you doing up there in Ohio?
This is the 25th anniversary of the Shipwrecks and Scuba Festival. So one of the local dive clubs up here, the Bay Area Divers, puts on this festival every year. John Chatterton and Richie Kohler came up and spoke up here a couple years ago. But this is the 25th anniversary one. It's a pretty big deal, actually. They're expecting a couple hundred people for the big banquet this evening and speakers and that sort of thing. I put on about a three-hour accident avoidance Dan-type workshop this morning. Had a good turnout for that. Had a bunch of people really interested and asking some good questions.
There you go. And they're just up there talking about some of the shipwrecks that are in the Great Lakes area where you're hanging?
That's exactly it. Yeah, they, you know, they talk about finding wrecks and exploring them and finding what the, you know, what the identity of the wrecks and that kind of stuff. And it's some pretty cool stuff. These are some pretty avid wreck divers. They love the history behind it, and it's pretty amazing stuff, actually.
Now, have you been diving any of these wrecks yourself? Because I know the water's pretty chilly.
No, you know what? The chilliness isn't the hugest issue for me, but I have unfortunately never made a dive in the Great Lakes. I'm going to have to rectify that soon. But from everything, the pictures I've seen and everything I've always heard, the wrecks in the Great Lakes are just amazing because the water's so cold and it's fresh water, so the wrecks don't deteriorate. So you get these wooden shipwrecks that have been sitting there for 150, 200 years, and they look just like they did the day they went down, except for the sails and that sort of thing, of course. But the
Heard. I've seen video. We get emails, email updates from those folks in that area, and I get many invites to come up there and dive them myself. But I always have a problem with the temperature issues and things like that. I was like, okay, send me the video. I'll add it to the list.
You would be a WWW, right?
Yes, a warm water wuss, absolutely.
A warm water wuss.
Yes. Now, but that would be dry suit diving, I would think, for sure. Do you have any idea what the water temp's even hovering around right now?
Right now they said it's still relatively warm, which is upper 40s to lower 50s.
Ouch.
In the summer, it actually does get up around 60, at least on the surface, but then down at depth, 40-ish.
40.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, so that's not Celsius, right?
No, that's not Celsius. That would definitely be Fahrenheit, and it's a little brisk.
Yeah, definitely dry suit material. You know, I might do that. I did the dry suit thing in Chicago. You know, Nikki, you did that with me. You remember that?
Mm-hmm, I got a hat.
You got a hat, exactly. She always remembers the little things, I think. But No, don't really stop. I know where you're going. Just don't even go there, Bill. Come on now.
Tell Bill to just be quiet.
Yes, exactly. You know, anything small head, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so we go and we could dive up there and see these shipwrecks and things. But basically the festival this weekend is just kind of like a big parties thing to discuss some of the findings and things they've done up there.
This is sort of the end of season party. I mean, except for the guys who dive under the ice, most of the divers up here are putting their gear away for the year. But so this is sort of a year end celebration. Get everybody together for the big club and have some educational talks and that sort of thing too. And then start talking about what they're going to do next year.
Cool. Now, by the way, the ice diving, have you run into people that are getting ready to do that up there? It's not frozen over yet, is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't think it freezes over fully until January, February, to be honest with you. But, no, certainly I've talked to a couple guys who have been talking about getting them back up under the ice and teaching classes, actually teaching people to dive under the ice, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, the thing that does sound appealing to me, believe it or not, even though I am a warm water wuss, the one thing that I've thought that if I'm going to dive an area like that, and it's going to be in the 40s, 50s, or even 60s for that matter, as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a dry suit dive, but I'd rather do something even more adventurous with like maybe doing this ice diving thing, cut the hole in the ice, and participate in one of these upside down hockey games that I hear the divers do up there. Anyone talking about that yet?
Now, I haven't heard anything about upside down hockey, but yeah, actually a couple of guys were talking earlier about a dive where the air temp was so cold that their suits literally froze around the shape of their bodies. So when they were able to get out of their dry suits, and this was dry suits, they stood up like mannequins.
Oh, yeah.
The air temps were so cold that there were these human shells standing around the dive site from their dry suits, and they actually had to get in them and then get them back in the water to thaw them out because the water temp was actually warmer than the air temperature.
Wow. Okay, maybe that doesn't sound so appealing after all. But it sounds like a hell of a lot of fun. You know,
and it's a cool story, if nothing else.
Exactly. Maybe just the video will do. But I don't know. It sounds like they know how to have a good time up there. And no matter where you are in the country, whether it's warm water or cold water, you can always have fun underwater. That's the point, I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Eric, I know you got a lot of stuff going on. If that weren't enough, doing your thing for Dan up there at the wreck diving festival, what you got a new novel coming
I
out.
I got two big projects, personal projects, to go along with my writing stuff. And actually, since I talked to you last, on Friday on my way up here, the publisher just sent me the cover art for my new book. It's called Guardian's Keep, and I literally just posted it about a half an hour ago up on my website.
Uh-huh, and that's booksbyeric.com?
Booksbyeric.com, exactly. And I'm really, really, really jazzed about the new cover art for the book. It's really sharp. This is probably my coolest cover yet.
Yeah. Well, let me, I'm gonna look it up right now, booksbyeric.com. And so it's called Guardians what?
Guardians Keep.
Guardians Keep. And so can you give us a little synopsis about what we're talking about here?
Sure.
Oh, my God. She's hot. Where'd you get that model? Woo, buddy.
Am I telling you? How cool does that look?
Yeah, that's nice artwork there, my friend.
And actually, when you see the whole cover, when you see the back page, too, the look of the water and all that actually wraps to the back cover, too. So
very nice.
It ties it together very cool.
Who's the girl? Well, who's the girl? Come on.
To be honest with you, I don't know. That was generated by the, I want to find out.
Well, let's make up a name for her. Let's call her
Gertrude.
Yes, girl. No.
We'll have to call her the female lead character in the book is Francesca.
Francesca. Oh, yeah, I like it.
Hey, Frankie, come over here.
No, she doesn't have a New York accent. Come on, Bill. Let's not ruin the dream.
Yeah, Bill just reminded me of prison.
Oh boy!
This story is actually set in Italy on the Adriatic coast.
Yeah,
she is a Frankie. She does go by Frankie, but
of
Francesca is a of course is a is an underwater archaeologist investigating a scene of a sunken city. In Italy, and the hero, Mike Scott, my character from the other two novels,
right,
comes in to do a story about the project. But then some bad guys are trying to undermine what she's doing, and actually basically try to kill her while she's doing her excavation work. And Mike helps her unravel the mystery of what's going on.
Nice. Now, does Francesca get unraveled, so to speak, too, in this novel, or you can't go there?
Well, you know, actually, I went out on a limb for this book.
Uh-oh.
This actually has the first love scene in it that I've written.
All right. Oh, yeah, well, interesting. You know, I mean, I know you, in the other novels, you have a little bit of that in there, here and there, not too much. But there's a little left to the imagination, like there's a relationship going on here and there. But this one gets a little more colorful, is what you're saying.
This one gets a little bit more colorful. Right. You know, this, I wouldn't call it exactly soft porn or anything.
No.
But it definitely takes it a step further than I've ever written. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
Well, that's good stuff. Booksbyeric.com and, of course, Divers Alert Network. You can check up on where Eric's going to be next, doing one of those Dan seminars, like Divers Alert Network seminars, not one of those Dan seminars. You know what I'm saying. All right. There you go. Hey, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models.
You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Dive instructor. Dive instructor. Yes, Mermaid Nikki is now a dive instructor. Thanks to the folks at Commercial Diving Academy. By the way, we messed up. We had it backwards. It's divecda.com for Commercial Diving Academy. Go to divecda.com, and you can find out more about how to become a professional in the dive industry like Mermaid Nikki, whether that's an instructor, assistant instructor, dive master, or just continuing education. They have all your bases covered right there.
And I would like to make sure that it's perfectly clear that if you go to divecda.com, DiveCDA.com, right?
Yeah.
That you will become a professional like Nikki, not a professional like Greg.
Correct.
Because there's a completely different level of professionalism there.
Correct.
Just saying.
Way to go, Bill.
So you're saying that I'm higher than Nikki.
I think that if you think that, you might be high. That's what I...
higher, maybe, even.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's just move on. Turn her mic off. Angela is also one of our mermaids. And a couple of weeks ago, we were in Las Vegas... for the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Trade Show, did a couple broadcasts with all the new vendors, destinations where you can go. It was good stuff indeed. But I think it's time to reflect on some of the adventures that we had, especially behind the scenes. Now I know Nikki has been to DEMA before. She hasn't been to Las Vegas, but she's experienced some of this stuff. Jen, was that your first time to Vegas as well?
Yeah, Vegas and DEMA.
Okay, so she witnessed some of this stuff herself. And Scott, you've been to Vegas many times.
I've been to Vegas many times, and I went to DEMA in Orlando.
Right, which was where it'll be this next year. However, for Angela, not only was it her first time in Vegas, first DEMA show, it was also her birthday. So she had to kind of blow it out on many levels.
And we did.
Really, seriously, a thesaurus.
Hold on.
And we're going to highlight some of the words you shouldn't use,
Greg. We're just going to talk about the things that I'm aware of, okay? Because I saw, well, whatever. But the DEMA show was something. That was quite an event in its own right, right?
Massive event.
Yeah, you were impressed with the displays.
I couldn't believe how many people.
And all moved. The new places that you want to visit now as a certified diver. Maybe Nikki will even advance you in your diving career, make you an advanced diver or whatever. Who knows?
Maybe.
Rescue
Let's not
diver.
Get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, whatever. But that was impressive. And, you know, Angela did the mermaid thing for us at the DEMA show and was a huge hit. And we got plenty of pictures. We're working through those right now and trying to get some of them posted at scubaradio.com. Obviously, we're a little behind schedule with the travel that we have had. What's so funny? They don't look that funny. Come on, Nikki. Well,
what
were you laughing at her photos? What is she?
Nothing, Savvy.
Nikki's doing her own little show on the side here, obviously. But so the DEMA show, impressive. You like that?
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the behind the scenes thing. Shouldn't we let the rest of the class in on the secret? It was your birthday. You turned how old?
The big 2-5, Greg.
2-5.
Staying alive.
Yes, and she made it through it. We saw a couple Cirque du Soleil shows.
Mark
those off the list. Chris Angel at Luxor. That was impressive, wasn't it?
I'm a buddy.
He's a bunny. Yeah, that's you have to go to the show to appreciate that.
Yes.
Yourself. But that was cool. It was something to see. That was on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few cocktails had after, I believe. If I remember that being the same night. Was it the same
night?
That
was every day at every second there were cocktails.
Yes. But what we had to do, since this was Angela's first experience at a DEMA show, we had to bring Neil Watson into the mix.
Oh, God.
And when you combine,
these are one of the things I didn't want to talk about.
What are you talking about?
I can talk about it.
Exactly. So we got Neil together with a couple other friends from the DEMA show, and we basically... We showed
FMT.
Angela what?
Sorry.
Too much info? Is that
FMT.
Yeah.
We wanted to give her the real DEMA Las Vegas experience.
And I think it was crazy.
When the evening ends, wheeling Angela back up to the room in a wheelchair, that means you have succeeded, I believe.
Now, how can you tell that the evening has ended in Las Vegas, quite honestly?
Well, okay.
When you get in a wheelchair, it's over.
Yes, it was
the point where you black out?
Yeah,
maybe?
Well, I was going to say...
At that time, I...
Well, from what you remember, it was good.
Yeah. I think so.
It was good.
I think we had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, we did. I watched the whole thing. I was the only one who's semi-coherent.
Oh, that's usually how it is. Yep.
I speak the truth.
Yes.
I'm the only one who knows
better. Forever.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Angela told me
we started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Memories from Las Vegas. Basically, what's happening here at the commercial breaks is that we're reminiscing on our adventures, and it's slowly but surely coming back to Angela what really happened.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. It involved Neil Watson, and it involved, a Jaeger bomb or two. And a Cirque du Soleil show or two, and a little bit of chat about diving, and it was just a good time. I mean, what a way to celebrate your birthday, right? Yeah, I mean, you can only do that like once every 25 years. You know that, right, Angela?
Yes.
Yeah, so
we'll
you're going
to
have to
wait
to
we don't have to
50.
Wait that long.
No? You're ready to go back right away?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't want to leave.
This is true.
I was trying to stay.
She had a good time, I think. She did indeed. And you did well as a mermaid, and you did well as a newbie to the diving world. You survived. So that's
We made it through. The days were pretty rough.
Yeah,
we're going through withdrawal.
You know, I gotta give you guys credit. I mean, that's the one thing that people don't know. When we're talking about things on the show, and when we're doing these events, whether it's a dive show or DEMA, the girls get up, they do the mermaid thing, they put on their outfit, and they pose for pictures at DEMA, and, shake hands, kiss babies, that kind of thing. And little do these people know that in the morning at the shows that you guys are usually hurting pretty good on the inside, but you look fine on the outside.
I remember.
Yes, we remember last year in Orlando when Nikki was there.
And everybody thought...
Guess which mermaid blew chunks on the way to their show
Greg
this morning.
Greg made a contest out of it.
Right.
Whoever guesses which mermaid vomited twice this morning already gets a prize. And everybody voted on Denise, and it was completely me.
Yeah, it was shocking.
It kind of hurt her feelings, but I laughed in her face.
Yes, it's all that camaraderie, that love they share between themselves that helps them get along, I guess. Or maybe it's just that Denise looked like hell that morning. And
Wowzers!
No, I can say that because she's not here.
She did look pretty upset.
Yeah, no, she was fine. Little therapy. She'll be back.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're 1 week away from the holiday season. And I got to tell you, in Australia, they don't have Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving is what we will be celebrating next week. So You know, if you walk around Australia, you'll see all these Christmas decorations already up. And, you know, we usually wait maybe another week before they start showing up at the malls here after you get through Thanksgiving weekend, or that's the unofficial kickoff to the Christmas holiday season here in the States. And so, you know, we have our crew in practice. Tank has been working on his plans for next week for Thanksgiving. And, of course, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, I did see him down at the curb.
I can smell him.
Well, you smell him year-round. But this is the only time of year we actually allow him into the studio.
Yay!
And since we let Nikki in, we figured why not, you know?
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, how you doing?
Craig.
No, it's
Craig. The dive bastard.
Yeah, no, it's Greg.
You dive bastard.
Hey, Santa, seriously.
Nice and warm in here.
It's a little early. You still got another week to go, you know.
Warm in my pants.
Oh, boy. Now look, are we going to celebrate Christmas? Are we going to celebrate the holidays in style this year? Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa, or what?
A little Christmas cheer. A little alcohol is always in style.
No, you don't mix the two, especially if you're scuba diving.
I'm talking about diet. I'm not talking about scuba.
Well, we are a scuba radio show there, Santa, so we want to encourage everybody to give the gift of scuba for the holidays, and that's what you're going to help us do over the next few weeks, right?
I don't care what you're talking about.
What?
Well, I want to know.
It's my show. Come on now.
Let's talk about these beautiful women. Well, let's. Who are all these five? Does anybody want to be Santa's helper this year?
No, hey, you're not putting any
some
radio mermaids on your
Pole.
Lap. Santa, we went over this last year. Remember, we have that rule, that one rule. No mermaids on Santa's lap.
That's rules are made to be broken.
No, they are not.
If anybody wants some.
Yeah.
I saw your call last year. I wasn't impressed.
Hey, it was cold that day. It was freezing.
Oh, boy. Look, Nikki is a dive instructor now, Santa, so she should give away.
Care about that stuff.
No, we do. That's the whole point of having you in for the holidays, you know, is to remind people to give the gift of scuba.
Hey, can Santa borrow
as a present?
Can I borrow this laptop for about 10 minutes?
No, you cannot.
Santa has a couple of websites he needs to check.
No, he does not. That's not. They're dive-related sites, I'm sure.
I need to see who's naughty. Oh, nice.
Santa. Yeah, you know what? Bill, have we given... Well,
I love Christmas.
I thought we had cut him off. Who's feeding him the booze still? I thought that was taken care of.
And I've not had a drop for 3 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a start, I guess. Now, maybe you could... Wouldn't you like to be a scuba diver, though? And Mermaid Nikki could teach you. You could be in one of her new dive classes.
Is this Mermaid Nikki right here, over here?
That's her.
Are
right
you Nikki?
There. Yes, that's Nikki right there.
That's
Mermaid
me,
Nikki, better
Santa.
Known as Nowy Dive Instructor number one.
Nikki, would you like to see Santa's sack?
No, she's not going to... She's not
Fail
trying to...
Fill that sack up.
Oh, that's enough of that. Send him back downstairs. Bill, will you please?
Christmas, everybody.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue hole. walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low in Bimini, or be nothing new. I recall that's what I came there for.
You know, Bimini's a nice place to visit this time of year for sure. Any place in the Bahamas for that matter, but one of our favorite spots in the world is Coral Caverns Resort. Yep, Andros, Lucia's on the line right now from that fine operation. How you doing, Lucia?
I'm stuck in traffic. I'm not in that fine place. I'm stuck in traffic in Fort Lauderdale, and it sucks.
I was going to say, traffic. How could you be stuck in traffic on Andros? It's just not possible.
I'm sorry, is this Lucia or Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus with a really bad attitude today. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. We were fine up until a moment ago until Scuba Radio Drunken Santa tried to show one of the mermaids the North Pole, and that was it. He's out of here. We had to just change direction totally. But Lucia, you're in the States right now. What, getting ready to pick up some supplies to take over to Andros or what?
Absolutely. I'm shopping for Christmas presents for my staff and picking up a condenser fan for the ice machine. Not that you guys care, but you asked.
Okay, well, fair enough. You got to do what you got to do and take it back over to the island there and do some bone fishing and some scuba diving. You got, people been doing much diving over there lately or what? What's going on over on Andros?
Well, those storms kind of chased everybody away, but it's about to pick up again. December's looking real good, first part of the year. The water is so clear and so beautiful. I'm not exactly sure what the temperature is. I'm sure it's not hot, but the water has been so muddy because of the storms, and now it's all cleared up. So everybody needs to come and see it for themselves.
Yeah, you know, one of the best times in the Caribbean is the holidays. I've had the luxury to spend some time this time of year over in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, the Keys, whatever the case may be. And if you've never been there during the holiday season, it's truly an awesome experience. Because people think, well, no, that doesn't seem kind of so Christmassy, but it's not true. Do you guys put up like Christmas lights and things like that just to kind of get everybody in the mood or what?
Well, we didn't, so we had to pay our electric bill last December. We've got a few things, but, you know, the good thing about the Bahamas is, and I'm sure it's that way other places, is it's not a materialistic Christmas there. Everybody's into getting together. It's about families being together and people hanging out, and everybody's got a little party going on, and we don't get caught up in all of the marketing and the spending the money and all that stuff. It's really pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's you're right. It's all about coming together and having fun, and whether you got Christmas lights or not, it doesn't really matter when you've had a rum and coke or two to kind of put you in the mood, and that kind of has that warm and fuzzy, rosy cheek feeling, right?
For the first hour, and then it just gets really ugly after that.
Well, maybe. But, you know, you mix that up with a little diving during the day and a cocktail on the water in the evening, and it's truly a spectacular time to just hang out with friends. And if you haven't done that during the holidays, it even makes that make it that much more special. So what are they seeing out on the water? If it's clear right now, I know you had, last time we were over there, there's a talk of a really cool shark dive that you guys have been working on. How's that coming along?
That's coming along really good, but we've had a Jewfish move into the labyrinth.
Ho, ho, ho. Wait. That's a Goliath grouper. Let's be politically correct.
The big dog. I'm sorry, God, I forgot about that. He's a big Goliath grouper, and he's got a really horrible attitude, but he's pretty docile. He does not like Neil messing with his deal, but he will come out, and we've been kind of feeding him a little bit to kind of keep him around, and he's still there, so maybe he's found a home.
Well, there you go. So there might be a giant new Goliath grouper hanging out at the site there. Those are always fun to see. You know, in Australia, they call them like potato cod or Queensland, what is it, Queensland grouper or grouper. Yeah.
How boring.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're the same fish. I can't figure it out.
Wait a minute. I got one more thing. I know you've been talking about Australia all day, but I just wanted to tell you that I ate at a restaurant one time that had kangaroo on the menu.
Yeah, I loved it. Well, I had some.
Oh, God, you ate it?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man.
Why?
How can you eat kanga and roo? It's just not right. It's not right.
Oh, come on, Lucia. It was the... You know what? The kangaroo tasted like filet mignon. It was amazing.
Really?
I was shocked how good it tasted. When they had it on the menu, I was like, okay, you can have kangaroo, you can have steak, you can have camel. They had camel, believe it or not, and they had buffalo meat and all this stuff. But I was like, kangaroo, I got to have kangaroo. Why not? I'm here, mark it off the list, that kind of thing, thinking like, oh, this ain't going to be good. But while in Australia, be Australian and do as they do, I guess. And I was shocked. It was great. I'll tell you what, if they had if kangaroo was more available here in the States, which I've been told you can't get it here, but it, obviously it's
Oh, I know some people.
Yeah? I had it in Austin, Texas.
Did you like it?
Well, I didn't have it. I complained. You know, I'm Winnie the Pooh and I'm around the table here. And, you know, you're killing kanga and roo. And the next time I went, they had it off the menu.
Yeah. I don't know. I never liked roo on the whole Winnie the Pooh thing. He was just a wimp. And,
yeah.
Deserved
to be eaten.
Well, whatever. I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. Good thing we don't know how good these kangaroos taste. That's all I got to tell you.
Because
they wouldn't last long here in the States.
Yeah, really. That's good. You've spoiled it for all of us now. So.
Well, you just got to try it. You don't have to have them every day, but just taste
it.
That's true. You know?
Are kangaroos nice or...
They're nice, sure. You pet them.
I understand.
Cute.
The
they got a little pouch and have little baby roos in there.
They kick really good. They're like kickboxers.
Well, the male kangaroos can get aggressive, I've heard. But
can you have like a pet kangaroo? Like if you get a little Joey
no,
as a baby?
No, I don't think so.
My brother's name is Joey.
No.
No,
if you had a pet kangaroo, you wouldn't be able to eat them. It'd be like eating your dog.
Well, no, I'm not saying for eating purposes. I'm saying can I have a pet kangaroo?
No, I'm telling
sorry,
you, no. You especially cannot have a pet kangaroo. We know what you eat.
You can have a wallaby.
You can have a wallaby, sure.
You can have a wallaby.
Can I
get a little rat from the pet store and convince her that it's
exactly.
Baby?
Can I have a mongoose?
Nikki, here's a gerbil. Here's a gerbil. Take it away.
Armageddon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll come over to Andros and hang out at Coral Caverns Resort and get her one of those land crabs to play with, to
there
amuse
you go.
Herself
no,
with.
No, I want a kangaroo.
No, there's no pleasing this girl.
What would be good for you?
Yeah, I know. We'll find something. Something like, you know, something we can stuff in a sack. Light on fire and set off and set at the entrance of her door. Yeah. All right, CoralCaverns Resort.com. Then we'll step on it. Well, it's on fire. She will, I mean.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Hey, I went the entire show without acknowledging the Scuba Radio chat room today. A lot of people in there going crazy, and I just got three words for you guys. I hate you. Okay, I'll leave it at that. You'll have to go to the chat room and see for yourself, but you know who you are. You're rat bastards, you are!
Abby, we love you.
No, they're having fun in there. At my expense, as usual. But what's new? Right. What are you laughing at, Bill?
Haters.
Haters, exactly. But, you know, they got their own little show going on in there, as usual. You can join them at scubaradio.com anytime when we're doing the show live every Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern Time. All right, well, once again, congratulations to Mermaid Nikki, who is now a dive
instructor.
Congratulations
to Abby, too. She's just wonderful.
She's not a dive instructor yet.
She's just wonderful, though.
Well, she started the program with... with Nikki there at Commercial Diving Academy, but she flunked out? Is that what happened?
Everybody's as smart as me, Greg.
Well, okay. You know? There you go.
Abby just had a really hard time with the school and the nitrox and all the numbers. She's not really a mind-using person.
Mind-using person. I never heard it described quite like that, but if that's what it takes to become a dive instructor, Nikki, God bless you.
Did she copy the answers off your test?
I don't think that happened. It was you had to actually perform.
And Nikki is a good performer.
Yes, Bill?
And if Abby wants, I can get the number on that bus.
That short one?
That Nikki just drove right over.
Okay. All right. But here's the big question. You know, CJ is one of my dive students as a open water diver. And I know he's planning to continue his excursion into... scuba diving to advance his continuing education. Now, CJ, this is a tough question. You have a choice. You can either stay with me as your dive instructor, or now you could actually have Nikki as your dive instructor. So who would you rather...
Do we even really need to talk about this? I mean, isn't it pretty obvious?
Well, are you going to give in that early? I mean, are you going to throw in the towel that
All
quickly,
right, let's
Nikki?
See.
Who would you rather teach you to scuba dive?
Well, let me see. Greg gets me trips.
Yeah, good point.
Bikinis or cod pieces? That's all you got to ask yourself.
hold on. I look pretty damn good in a thong.
Greg does have a really cool hat.
Ouch.
Thank you. Yes.
I think he chose you.
I want to go with Nikki.
Oh.
No offense, buddy.
No trips for you. But hey, look, that'll do it for this week. Make sure you join us next week for Thanksgiving. Very special broadcast. Till then, remember.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's always better.
I'm wearing sweater.
Good diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.